Second quarter gets underway with a keeper by Aaron Sharp. He needed one, got two on second and short. And it's first and 10 at the 45 of Euless Trinity for the Stony Point Tigers. And on first down, Barrera back out there. Motion back toward the line of scrimmage by Williams. Handed off to Kelly, and he got tangled up with Barrera on the exchange, and good penetration as well that time by Trinity's front four. Kelly tripped up, dropped back at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, that was basically going to have to give the tackle to Barrera on that one because his foot kind of caught up with Kelly and tripped him down. But excellent penetration by the Trojans. They were, it's almost like they beat the snap getting back to backfield on that play.
And we'll give this one a shot. Nah Moakiola in on the tackle. 4-yard loss, second and 14. Sharp will throw on second and long. Has time, now flushed out. Looks for Garofoli. Garofoli was trying to come back to help his quarterback out and slipped as he tried to cut back. Pass thrown behind him.
Yeah, it looked like Sharp was thrown to the original spot, and he'd come back to help out his quarterback, tried to get back and went to the ground. That carpet's going to be pretty greasy today with that. There's not a ton of rain, but it's just misting enough to keep it nice and slick out there.
Overcast, and as you look out across the skyline here in Waco, you see a lot of low-hanging clouds, kind of a foggy-looking day out across the central plains here of Texas, and now a big third and 14 play as Barrera's back out. He will throw, waggles to his left, throws backside to Shiloh. Shiloh makes a catch inside the 35. He's down at the 30-yard line. Big-time play as they reverse the field. And it'll be a first down at the 30.
What a great call by Stony Point, because they've been getting a lot of pressure from that front four, and they brought him in, used that pressure against them, throw that backside screen, and he did the rest of the work there. Boy, that was a fantastic play call.
We talked to Craig Cheshire last week before the game about players who have come up big for him, and Gerard Shiloh was one he mentioned by name, and again comes up big, and it's first and 10 from the 30. Sharp gives it to Williams. Here's that motion play from the slot receiver, and Williams just makes the left turn and takes it down to the 23-yard line. Can't call it a sweep, but he motions like he's going to take a handoff on a jet sweep and then turns to the left and runs it right up the middle, and he gets seven.
Yeah, it's kind of a new wrinkle on that because it's almost at a 90-degree when he steps up, makes his, and comes off his plant foot and comes back underneath it. And they've had a lot of success. We saw against Cy Woods, of course, they smashed them last week. And you see a lot of success off that, and it's a run with the zone.
Big possession here, has him down to the 23-yard line. Barrera on second and short. Hands it to Kelly, stretches it out, but he's going to be run down and wrapped up. And this is going to be a horse collar as they bring him down using the pads on the back of the jersey. Kelly took one for the team. He lost four, but it's going to be a nice net gain here at the end. We'll get the official call from our referee.
Yeah, that was pretty dangerous. Boy, he almost got his head come off with that on that play. You know, he tried to get outside, and he couldn't outflank that Trojan defense right there. Big-time call because, you know, it's absolutely critical for the Tigers to keep this drive going. Now, it'll be interesting to see whether they go for two or not if they manage to score on this particular drive.
Personal foul, horse collar is the official call. Kaniko Thomas, I think, was guilty of the infraction there. Again, Moakiola was over there as well. But the penalty will be stepped off half the distance to the goal, so that'll take them just outside the 12-yard line. Now the officials come over. Steve Lineweaver down below us here as Trinity is designated as the home team today. They're in their all-black uniforms, black pants, black shirts, white numerals with the red trim. And so down below us on the sideline, he gets the up-close-and-personal explanation of the penalty.
Yeah, and he's just putting in his 2 cents for later on in the game.
Yeah, there doesn't look to me like there was much to argue about that call. Here is a ball on the turf. Out of the exchange, and Sharp has to fall down. Almost had it stripped away, but somehow managed to come out of there with it. They will lose 3 yards, though, on that exchange. And, again, that's about the second time we've seen that early on here.
Yeah, I think by just looking at Sharp on that one, he had his eyes up. It looked like they were going to throw the ball, and his eyes rubbed, didn't look that ball in, or it didn't come to where he needed it to be. And was lucky once again just to get that ball back.
Second down, 13 from the 16-yard line. Here's Barrera going to throw for the corner, has a man, and it's Cody Jones, the intended receiver. I think he actually came up with that one but could not keep his feet in bounds.
He did. He made an absolutely brilliant dive and catch on the sideline, but didn't get enough of the drag on that foot to get it to catch.
So now another big third and long, and this is about the fourth one of these we've seen already this afternoon. They've converted once that backside pass play to Shiloh on this drive, and Aaron Sharp back out there. We'll see what the call is going to be here.
Well, Coach Chester and his staff, they make some pretty big, bold calls, so it's hard to say what they're going to run on this play.
Here's motion from Williams, left to right. He goes all the way across, pump fake from Sharp. He's going to tuck it under and run, and he is upended, face first into the turf. He goes at the 12-yard line, and he gets up, but he is going to come gingerly off the field, and it will bring up fourth down. Wow, that was an awkward way that he hit the turf there.
It kind of reminded me a little bit of that Sage Rosenfeld helicopter last year in the Texans game.
Now Craig Chester's going to send the field goal unit on here. It's Devin Cook. Corey Lease did not travel with the team this week. Cook had an extra point attempt that was low. This one is up and 28 yards out. It is good. Splits the uprights. Kudos to Craig Chester for showing confidence in his junior kicker there, and he gives them the three and makes it a 14-9 game.
Yeah, we see him build confidence all the time. It's impressive the way the faith that he has in these guys out on the football field.
Timeout on the field. We'll be back with the kickoff. Euless Trinity 14, the Stony Point Tigers 9. You're listening to the Legacy Sports Network, powered by KMAC Sports.